Hello, welcome to another episode of Unpacking Neuroqueerness. This episode is honestly another episode that I really wish I didn't have to record. I really wish that people knew better at this point and I didn't have to record another episode like this calling someone out. In this case, a major streaming, probably the biggest streaming network in the world, Netflix, for their deeply irresponsible, deeply ableist and offensive narrative around autism featured in their Hack Your Health, The Secrets of Your Gut new documentary that just came out. Now, a big sad thing about this is that I ended up exposed to this deeply offensive content as an autistic person because I was actually curious to watch this documentary because I myself struggle with gut health on and off. I've struggled with it throughout my life, and I know a lot of other autistic people have struggled with it as well, and there might be a link there. And so I thought maybe they're gonna discuss this in a positive, neurodiversity affirming way, where they're gonna want to talk about the relationship in between having developmental disabilities and having poor gut health, and what could be done to help folks to make the world more accommodating and to help folks understand and have tools to like figure out what's going on with their gut and how to help their gut. But within the first 2 minutes of this documentary, they managed to offend and insult an entire community with their eugenics narratives by characterizing autism as a disease. This old narrative again of calling autism a disease and talking about curing autism, which is basically eliminating autistic people like myself from the planet. Classic eugenics. Just months after I had to do an episode about a eugenics article that came out that was done by UCSF, which is considered to be a majorly progressive university in a progressive city, which turns out they're not very progressive after all, and a lot of progressive spaces do not seem to include neurodiversity, inclusion, and anti-eugenics in their values, clearly, because they come out with an article about curing autism months ago that I had to call out. Now here we are, I'm calling out Netflix for this deeply problematic narrative in this documentary, where within the first 2 minutes they refer to autism as a disease. They say in this phrase, quote, "Diseases like anxiety, depression, cancer, autism, and Parkinson's are all related to the gut." So terrible start right there, where you characterize autism as a disease. And then they go on to refer to it as a brain problem, which is also deeply problematic and offensive. It is not a brain problem. There is nothing to be fixed or cured. It is a disability, a lifelong disability to be accommodated. And it's nothing, it is not a disease to be cured or fixed. And I can't believe that we're still having this conversation in 2022, but it seems we are. And of course, the National Autistic Society of the UK was also quick to call this out. Tom Nichols, head of influencing and research at the National Autistic Society, highlights the not only the problematic use of brain problem in relation to autism, but also this link that is casually made and not backed up by any scientific evidence. And the National Autistic Society have urged Netflix to take down the documentary. It is, Mr. Nichols goes on to explain that it is disgraceful that Netflix has given a platform to a show which casually promotes dodgy and untested science about autism, and autistic people watching will have heard themselves talked about in the most stigmatizing, deeply offensive, and unacceptable ways. They will have heard autism referred to as a disease, as a brain problem, a chronic condition that we need to get a handle on, whatever that means. Whatever the heck that means. Please explain to the autistic community what you mean when you're calling us diseased and you're saying that you need to get a handle on us. Please, I'm very, very curious to hear if Netflix has any, or the makers of this documentary, if they have any response to this. And for Netflix airing something like this. And Mr. Nichols goes on to explain, as I have mentioned as well, autism is a lifelong disability, not a disease or a temporary symptom linked to gut health. It cannot be treated or cured. To suggest otherwise is wrong, deeply irresponsible, and offensive to autistic people and their families. The National Autistic Society, as I mentioned, is now urging Netflix to take down the documentary, stating that autistic people are not clickbait for media companies to entice viewers. We will challenge stereotypes, stigma, and misinformation about autism wherever we see it, so we can create a society that works for autistic people. And apparently Netflix has thanked the National Autistic Society for their feedback, adding they have made a note of their complaint, have contacted the streaming service the National Autistic Society has contacted the streaming service for further comment, but are yet to receive a response. Now, this should not even be a thing. Netflix should know better. There is just too much information out there on neurodiversity for Netflix, a major streaming service, who has already released shows with autistic actors and advocates, and actually trying to move the needle and do better with autistic representation. That's the idea I was getting up until this point, and then they release complete ableist garbage like this, and this affects autistic people that are watching this show. Let's remember, as Mr. Nichols said, there are autistic people, including like myself, that watch this show and that have to see this deeply offensive, stigmatizing information about themselves. And let's not forget that, as that partly because of all this misinformation out there that autistics have to constantly see about themselves, that is why suicide rates are so high in the autistic community. That's why autistic people have an average life expectancy of 35 years old. That's why 80% of the autistic community has attempted suicide. So how do you think someone, an autistic person that's struggling with their mental health, that's already struggling with their self-worth and their self-image and what they've been told about themselves from society, and this narrative of society considering them diseased, as an autistic person that is struggling with their mental health, how are they supposed to feel when they see something like this? this person might already be, I'm sorry, this person might already be, I'm just going to be very straight and tell it how it is. They might already be experiencing suicidal thoughts and ideations, and they turn on Netflix, and Netflix is calling them diseased and disordered, and they have a brain problem that needs to be gotten a handle on. Do you think this is going to take them out of that suicidal state, or do you think it is going to lead them further into it? Like, this exacerbates a major problem that we already have in the community. This makes people feel broken. This makes people want to take their lives, and this is unacceptable. I am livid. I'm livid at this garbage that has been released by Netflix. Let's just be honest. Let's not mince any words here. This is a garbage documentary. And I hope I have warned enough people to not watch it. Don't even waste your time watching this garbage. This is an outdated, ableist, deeply offensive piece of garbage that Netflix has just released. So yeah, I just wanted to touch on that for this episode. And I really wish I weren't still having to do episodes like this, but apparently the world does not listen enough to neurodivergent people and our lived experiences, so I am having to do this once again. On a more positive note, I have a brand new website. Shout out to my friend Christina Yarmolich for helping me design this website. I have a great new website. It has a collection of my acting work, my podcasting work, as you all are familiar with, and a little bit of the essays I have written on my blog. I used to have a blog called Different Not Broken, and now it's all integrated into this one website. So feel free to check that out if you'd like. I will be putting the link below in the episode description. Without further ado, thank you for listening. I hope you were able to get something from this episode. And please spread the word if you can on how problematic this documentary is. And I'll see you guys next time. Thanks.